Thank you and good morning. Detectives with the Sheriff's Office are asking for the public's help in locating 30-year-old Native American man Gerald Sotolongo, also known as Raldo Pratt, in connection with a homicide that left a 30-year-old man dead from wounds he suffered during an altercation. Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene on Saturday morning in Hoopa Valley, and the victim was being prepped for a medevac when he succumbed to his wounds. What began as an assault case then became a homicide investigation, and Sotolongo was last seen in the area around the Alameda Trailer Park. Sotolongo has shoulder-length black hair and a full beard. He stands 5'8 and weighs 225 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of an armed robbery at the Oric Market at about 6:15 on Saturday night after the clerk reported that a Native American male, about 30 to 40 years of age and wearing a camouflage mask across his face and a camouflage jacket, claimed he had a gun and demanded money. The suspect fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash and was seen getting into a white Mitsubishi Eclipse. The clerk reported that the suspect's face was swollen, as if he had something like poison oak, and the car was last seen headed northbound on Highway 101. The suspects remain at large. The Eureka Police Department got an assist from a California Highway Patrol officer in the apprehension of a man wanted for an armed robbery at an F Street business on Saturday morning. Eureka Police responded to a report that the suspect, identified as 54-year-old McKinleyville resident James Bender, walked into the business, placed a handgun on the counter, and demanded money. Bender then fled the business with an undisclosed amount of cash, but the clerk provided a good description of both Bender and his car. The CHP officer spotted that car headed southbound on Highway 101 and, with backup, conducted a traffic stop at Eel River Drive. Bender was found in possession of a loaded handgun, a loaded rifle, and the money suspected of having been stolen. He was taken back to the business and positively identified by the clerk, and then booked into county jail on several charges, including armed robbery. Further charges could be sought once the investigation is completed. We are expecting more details later today, but Eureka Police are investigating a stabbing incident that sent two people to the hospital with non-life-threatening wounds on Sunday morning. Eureka Police responded to the scene in the 500 block of F Street in the early morning hours on Sunday after an assault was called in. No suspects have been identified, and that investigation is ongoing. Livestock owners in Humboldt County can meet with dairy and livestock experts at the Winter Livestock and Range Health Seminar scheduled for the Ferndale Fairgrounds tomorrow. The event is sponsored by the University of California Extension and is coordinated by the Natural Resources Advisor Jeff Stackhouse. The seminar will run from 9:30 through 4 p.m., and local livestock owners and dairy producers can learn about new regulatory issues and information related to livestock and range health. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In early February, the Humboldt Bay Fire Department issued a statement outlining new tactics the department will use when battling a fire at a structure that contains a butane hash lab. Humboldt Bay Fire will, as far as fire conditions will allow, no longer perform an interior attack, and they will adopt a defensive posture at a suspected hash lab site due to the danger of explosion. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie said that they'll still search for victims, but they'll pull out immediately.
We'll still go in if we've got a victim. We'll risk a lot to save a lot for somebody that's trapped. We'll do a search. But then the fire attack aspect, we're stepping back to the exterior of the building. In the course of a fire, a building's coming down anyways. We know it's burning down. It's getting weak. Well, when you accelerate that with a boom, you don't know how long you've got now.
When it comes to a grow house, Gillespie said the tactics of attack are dependent on what they find.
Some of the buildings that we have found, you look at it from the outside, oh, okay, there's the windows, you can see the window shades and everything. You get on the inside, and they got plywood over all the windows. So there's only one or two ways in or out. And it's like with anything, we look at the risk versus gain. If it's something we can get in, do a fast knockdown on, we don't end up with somebody tangled up, we'll knock it down. If it's something that's well involved or there's a lot of hazard, we're not putting them in.
You can hear the entire interview with Fire Chief Bill Gillespie by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.